safe again, Henry. And we will make America great again.
President Trump campaigning last night for South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. They have a primary there today. The president touting tougher immigration policies, but what's the likelihood of a reform bill actually passing? They're looking at several things this week. Joining us now, Colorado's GOP Congressman Mike Kaufman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what is the latest on what you're going to be looking at, and will there be a vote this week?
Well, I'm going into a briefing this morning here in Washington. We're trying to look at some additional changes. Right now, there's no Democrat support. We're looking at adding in some version of E-Verify, some reform to help with agricultural workers on top of the current bill that we have. The president spoke to us early last week. I think Tuesday, and told us how important this version is that we have right now. I mean, without the E-Verify and without the agricultural worker part, but with the four pillars that he had involves, you know, securing the border, closing loopholes at the border, dealing with the DACA kids, ending visa lottery, ending chain migration. He spoke to that, but then what happened is 48 hours later, he tweeted out, after he told us how important it was behind closed doors, then he tweeted out, oh, it's really not important. Wait till after the election. Really? I mean, I was down on the border last week, and it is a crisis situation. The problems that we have are a symptom of a broken immigration system, and we have to deal with this now.
Is this more of a refugee crisis? You were there, Congressman, so I wonder if seeing that firsthand, does that change your views on how things are being handled by us?
Well, I tell you, things are a lot worse than I envisioned that they were. I mean, yes, the administration did this boneheaded thing about separating families. They should have anticipated that'd be a problem, should have gone to Congress for a change in law. They did not. They went forward with it. But here's the problem down at the border, and that is that we really, when the president says that his opponents are for open borders, we have open borders today. There are open borders today. There is nobody, practically no one, that isn't allowed in this country that comes in illegally. What they do is they come in and claim status under one, even if they're arrested for illegally crossing, then they claim status under one or two provisions that are effectively, I believe, loopholes in our immigration law that need to be tightened up. Certainly there's some legitimacy, but it's overused. One is they come in as unaccompanied minors, and claim from Central American claim status under a law that was passed to prevent the sex trafficking, international sex trafficking of children. They claim come there, or they claim if it's a family, adults, then they claim a political asylum, and that they have a credible fear. They have some kind of credible fear.
Yeah.
And so they claim those two statuses. It takes at least 2 years to adjudicate somebody through the process. We don't have the ability to detain them for that long, so we let them into the country.
Yeah. And then
they don't show up for their court appearances.
No, it's a mess. The president has repeatedly slammed Democrats for their lack of support. Do you feel like the Democrats have been encouraged to be part of the process, and can you get a package pass without them?
Well, I think they're sometimes the loudest voices on this issue love the issue more than they love resolving it.
Mm.
And I think that's a problem on both sides of the aisle. And that we need better leadership from this president. We need him to say exactly what he says to us behind closed doors he needs to say to the American people and not have different messages. But we need to get this crisis resolved now. I mean, the separation of families is, again, a symptom of a broken immigration system. That is just bad policy. But at the same time, the biggest problems on the borders are how we've written these laws that are a magnet now. Because what they're saying to people under terrible conditions in countries that we ought to be doing a better job in helping them down there. But it says, if you come to America, don't go through the legal process. Just go cross the border, and if you get caught, it's no big deal. Yes, you could get prosecuted. That's suspended right now for crossing the border illegally, which is a minor misdemeanor, and nobody cares. But then just claim this political asylum. So we have effectively open borders today under this president, and we've got to do immigration reform to bring sense into the system.
Congressman Mike Hoffman, thanks so much for your time and your candor. We appreciate it.
Thank you.